الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host or your teacher, Imam Hassan A. Amin. I'm not going to go and do the usual introduction. I want to get right into the class. So the class, today's class is going to be a little bit different. It's going to talk about leadership in another perspective, another way to think about in terms of a person being a leader. So let's start with, for example, the unique Muslim leadership. There's some uniqueness to the leadership, and there's one ayat or verse in the Quran, and that is from chapter 21, verse 73. Chapter 21, verse 73, and so Quran. Quran is the only text that is required for this class. You can go online and go to Quran.com, which is Quran.com, and that's a free Quran that you can have and follow along. You can buy one from a store, Islamic bookstore, another .com. Or you go to the neighborhood masjid or place of worship, and they may give you a copy of Quran there. And so, again, we're going to go to chapter 21, verse 73. And it talks about, in this particular chapter, we made all of them leaders, guiding others by our command. And we inspired them to do good works, to keep up the prayer, and to give alms. They were our true worshipers. And so when you can go to various masjids and talk to the leadership there, and they may be able to get a tafsir or an explanation of this particular verse in the Quran. Who's the they they're talking about as far as leaders, and of course our command, and they can talk about that too, and inspire them to do good works. And we're talking about here, what we could be talking about are two of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessed be upon him, and their unique work that they did to promote Islam and their leadership style. And so I already read the verse that helps you to better understand our position as far as Muslims are concerned. And so also there's a hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and where it was narrated by Abdul Rahman ibn Samura, that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, "O Abdul Rahman, do not ask for a position of leadership. For if you receive it due to asking, you will be left alone with it. And if you receive it without asking, then you will be aided in it. And if you take an oath and you see that something else is better than it, then do what is better and make an atonement for your oath." And so hopefully you got something from what I just read. In other words, we don't ask for the position of authority. That's not what a Muslim is supposed to do. And so I just wanted to tell you all about that. And there was also said in one of the books of Hadith, the books of the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he said this to the people. He said, or says in a particular collection of hadith, or saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the leader of the people is their servant. Again, it says the leader of the people is their servant. And so I'm going to focus on a lot on servant leadership, because that's what the two people I'm going to be talking about, that's basically what they did. Nowadays, when you have a person that is a leader, that are they the servant of the people, or are they trying to serve and serve themselves? So look at it. I'm not going to point any particular leader out, anything like that, positive, negative. You have eyes and you see for yourself, or you have ears, you can hear for yourself, and you can know if this person, a leader for the people, or servant of the people, are they only trying to serve themselves? So when I talk about servant leadership, I want to explain that a little bit to you. And that is, the people's leader is their servant. Why? Because they devote their attention to their followers' psychological needs and well-being. Servant leaders are in a good position to enhance their subordinates' resilience. The identity of a servant leader is crucial to their sense of self, because it affects how they perceive socially relevant information cognitively and respond to situations by using specific leadership behaviors. It is unclear whether some leaders are servant leaders while others are not, and whether leaders can be servant leaders to various degrees. The positive effects of a servant leadership on organizational outcomes, a consideration highly relevant to management, have not been empirically established. There is no widely accepted definition of servant leadership. There is no widely accepted instruments for measuring servant leadership. It has been reported that comprehensiveness and collaboration in servant-led organization increases pro-social and altruistic behavior among followers. A servant leader with reported behavior characteristics such as empathy, compassion, altruistic calling, and healing builds not only a mentally and emotionally healthy workforce, but also instills a sense of comprehensiveness, collaboration, sustainable relationships among the followers by understanding and addressing their feelings and emotions. So that's kind of a long definition of leadership, but it has various moving parts. You can always listen to the episode again if you missed something in what I said. So I'm going to look at two great leaders in Islam and how they use social leadership. Servant leaders that they were, and various examples of how they were social leaders. So look at the virtues of Abu Bakr, who was the second leader of the Muslims, and Umar, who was the third leader of the Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, "There are no prophets except that he has two ministers among the inhabitants of the heavens and two ministers among the inhabitants of the earth. As for my two," Dr. Prophet Muhammad saying this, "as far as my two ministers from inhabitants of the heavens, then they are Jibril and Mikael. And as for my two ministers from the inhabitants of the earth, they are Abu Bakr and Umar." And so this particular hadith talks about the virtues of these two men, that they were considered the ministers of Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, on earth. And that they are great leaders. They were servant leaders. So we are to imitate or emulate what they did as far as their faith and as far as their deeds This is what a Muslim is supposed to do in terms of being a leader. You have your all the examples, those who are Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever, and so they take from wherever they take from. Allah knows best where they take from in order to establish their leadership credentials and lead the people. But we're talking about here, we're talking about the leaders such as Abu Bakr and Umar and their leadership style. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, look, these are my ministers, my partners here on earth. I have two in the heaven, which are Jibril and Mikael, and two partners here on earth, which is Abu Bakr and Umar. So look at Abu Bakr first. In his initial address to the people, he had mentioned, after praising Allah and paying respect to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, of Islam, Abu Bakr stood to address the assembly of Muslims. This is after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this is what he said in his address. O people, I swear by Allah that I never covet the Khalifa, either by day or by night, nor had I any inclination towards it. I never prayed to God openly or in secrecy to confer the office on me. Since I am not better than you, it is clear that I have been chosen to serve as your emir, meaning your leader. Please help me if I am in the right, and correct me if I am in the wrong. Sincerity is trust. Honesty is treachery or treason. The weak among you will stand by me until, God willing, his rights have been upheld. And the strong among you will stand by me until, if the Lord wills, I have taken what is due from him. Following me as long as I follow Allah and his prophet. But if I do not follow him and his prophet, don't follow me. So this was the clear message that Abu Bakr said to the people. First thing he said to the people, not thank you for selecting me. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. I'm gonna look out for your rights. The weak among you, I'm gonna be with you. Until you are the wrong among you, I'm gonna be with you. If anyone, and make sure your rights are restored. And those who are the stronger among you, I'll be with you. I'm gonna also be with you and guiding you. And I want you all, above all this, I want you all to guide me and be with me. If I'm right, be with me. And if I'm wrong, remind me that I'm wrong in what I'm doing. This is what this great leader said to the people. First thing he said to the people when he became the leader of the people. He said, I didn't ask for this from this leadership position. I didn't ask for it openly, or I ask for it quietly or secretly. I didn't ask Allah, oh Allah, make me the leader. Allah, you all made a decision to make me the leader. I am your leader. And this is what I'm going to do to the best of my ability, and follow me as long as I do what is right. But of course, if I do anything that is wrong, then of course you all correct me. And part of his behavior and how he was as a leader, we're talking about a servant leadership, a servant of the people, not servant of himself. He never wanted the position of leadership, is Abu Bakr, nor had he prayed for it openly or secretly. Muslims and all leaders should be following his great example and not want the leadership position, nor pray for it openly or secretly. He also mentioned that under his leadership, he will look after the weak amongst the people and follow him as long as he obeys Allah and his messenger. But if he does not obey them, then then the people are not to follow him. The above attitude should be held for all leaders, or they should pattern their leadership commitment based on the example of Abu Bakr. As the leader, Abu Bakr, and what he did was this. He used to wash the clothes daily and clean the house and bake bread and provide grain and make breakfast for an old, frail, blind lady. No one knew about this. This is a man that is the leader amongst the people. This is what he used to do. He didn't ask for any praise or photo op or please take my picture or have someone come with him and take pictures of him and post it wherever we're going to post it. He just did this, and people did not know that he was doing this kind of thing and helping this lady. Also, Abu Bakr would walk around the town to find out what members of the community needed something, such as firewood, food, clothing, and other items. Then he would make every effort to ensure that his community members would be supplied with whatever it was that they needed. This was Abu Bakr. He did not have to do it, but he did it. That's what he did for the people. He would walk around at night who needed something, firewood, clothing, or whatever, then I would get it. I would get it for him or for her. Don't worry about it. I got it. This was the leader of the Muslims. He was all about serving the people in his leadership style. I'm talking about the Muslim community now, tomorrow, whatever. I'm talking about the non-Muslim community. This is the kind of leader that the people need. One that's going to look out for the people. One that's going to weak people that have to worry about them being oppressed by this individual or being killed by this individual. This individual, I got your back. I'm gonna look out for you. Also, now let's look at Umar ibn Khattab. And he said, basically he said, if you follow the right path, please follow me. And if I stray from it, please correct me so that we are not led astray. And carrying out my duties, I will seek guidance from the Holy Book and will aspire to emulate the conduct of the Holy Prophet and Abu Bakr. After receiving support of his harsh and stern conduct under the leadership of both the Holy Prophet and Abu Bakr, Umar said, I would no longer be hard and stern in any matters. Instead, I will be harsh and stern for those who practice tyranny and deprive others of their rights, while I will be the most soft and tender for those who follow the law and are committed unto their religion. I will not tolerate any person making any excess. Rather, he or she will be sternly called to account for any tyranny. The weak and meek, they will find in me their best friend. I will be harsh and stern against the aggressor, but a pillar of strength to the feeble and meek. So he basically said, really, what Abu Bakr says, I got you. The weak and the meek, the feeble and the meek, I'm going to take care of you. But you who are stern and aggressive towards the people, I am going to be stern and aggressive towards you. I got those people's back, the weak's back. And so he basically said the same thing that Abu Bakr said. when he took over, he didn't necessarily thank the people. Oh, people, thank you for voting for me. Thank you, whatever. All these things that a lot of people do nowadays. He said, he basically said, look, you elected me, you selected me, and I'm going to look out for you. And be straight. Those who are weak, I got your back. And those who are aggressive and stirring against the people, watch out. Because I'm going to be aggressive and stirring against you. So don't be like that towards the people. Don't be harsh towards the people. Don't be stern towards the people, because you're going to catch that same harshness and sternness from me. Also, to continue with Umar, it was also mentioned that Umar addressed the Muslim nation with the following. He said this: friends, you have some rights upon me, and I inform you of them, that you may be in a position to call me to account. First, that I shall not exact from you any tax or other levy not authorized by law. Second, that whatever taxes are lawfully realized from you are spent in your best interest. Third, that I should guard the frontier of your land. Fourth, I shall promote your prosperity and look after you. And fifth, I have responsibility to uphold the law. So this is what he said to the people: be straight. These five things I will do. They weren't limited to that. But these are the five things that I would do. So don't worry about anything else. He made that promise to the people. If you look at his history, you will find that he upheld his promise that he made to the people. And so I also want to mention to my beautiful students is that the one time Umar was walking through, like Abu Bakr would walk around, and he saw a light in the distance, and he went to that towards that light, and he saw there was a woman boiling water, if you will, and children crying. So he approached the lady, and he said, like, basically, what's going on? The lady couldn't see him, that he was the leader of the people. Well, so she kind of scolded the leader. And then she said, you know, I don't have anything to give to my children, so I'm going to boil the water until they go to sleep. And so he immediately turned around, and he went to what you call Beitul Mal, or the warehouse, and got food for the lady. And then he was about to put it on his back. And then the man who was the manager of the warehouse, he said, hey, look, leader of the Muslims, you want me to carry that for you? And he said to him, no, you're not going to carry my burden on the day of judgment, so you're not going to carry my burden now. This is my responsibility. And I'm kind of summarizing this. And so he carried it to the woman, and then made sure that the woman had something to eat from that time on. She had to worry about anything to eat or being taken care of, because he looked after and took care of that woman. And so my beautiful students, please keep in mind that our brother in Islam, Abu Bakr and Umar, these were the leaders amongst the people. There's also a story where they were going from Mecca to Medina, and they only had one donkey or one horse. And they were with a servant. And so the servant really wanted them to ride because I'm just kind of going through the story kind of fast. And so you go ahead and ride the horse, they said to the leader, and I'll walk. And the leader said, no. He said, we're going to take turns. And so the leader would be on Abu Bakr Umar. They would be on the horse for a while, and then they get off the horse, and then their servant be on the horse for a while, and they will walk. And then when they got closer to Medina, the people wondered, like, who was this, who was the leader, because it was a servant that was on the horse. So, of course, they thought that Abu Bakr Umar was the servant. And so they addressed the one on the horse in a very respectful way. But no, the one that was a true leader was Abu Bakr and Umar, who were walking. And this is what they would do. They would blend in with the people. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he would blend in with the people. People would come looking for him, and they would say to him, there he is right there, the man under the tree taking a nap. Not him being on some lofty station or some big throne or something like that, or had these clothing on. They even said about Umar that Umar had like 14 different patches on his clothing. These were people, these were leaders that were servant leaders, and they showed the people, I'm for you. I work for you. And so I want to mention before I end, and that is Abu Bakr and Umar will walk the streets to find out who needed help in their communities. For example, if someone needed something, someone needed firewood, food, or clothing, these great leaders would help them without any fanfare or recognition from others. Even if they had to carry the needed items on their back, they would do so to get the needed items to their community leaders. And so, my beautiful students, keep in mind when you're talking about Islamic leadership style, servant style, and that is Islamic leadership style. Style is an essential way to lead people with virtue, correct moral ethics, and correct and good behavior. This style of leadership foundation is made of justice, correct guidance, and a great desire to help those in need. If the goal of the leaders should not be to gather more power and authority, it is to be a service to the people. Leaders should help the people because it is the responsible thing to do, and help create a good society by doing good in a society. And so I just wanted to mention that of these things to my beautiful students and understand the leadership style, unique Muslim leadership style of us, that we as Muslims, we do servant leadership. And you have this man named Robert K., I think it was Greenleaf. He said, the servant leader is a servant first. It begins with a natural feeling that one wants to serve, as opposed to wanting power, influence, fanfare, or wealth. So, my beautiful students, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.